Kirbozi Hapol is good. Today's daf is by Kutin Daf Chaf Hey. And we're here at the Mishnah at the bottom of Chaf Dal and Rav Beis. Quick Mishnah. In Korin Velocholtzin Vein Mavrin Ela Krovav Shomeis. The only people who tear Kriya are the Krovim, are the Nifter. And the only people who do Chalitza, who take off the what's it called? To take off, not Chalitza, take off the shoes. We hear there's a minig to take off the clothing around the shoulders, which you don't really do. Even Mavrin was referring to the meal that everybody would give the Avilim in the public sphere. Right? We usually don't do that anymore, definitely not in the public street. But either way, only the Krovim are the ones who are going to observe Avilas. In Mavrin, Ella, Almita, Skufa, and the meal that they were given to the Avilim, right, in the public town, in the public square. So that would be on Mita Skufa. That would be a normal bed as opposed to a kfiya samita, an overturned bed. Now, quite kasha is who that's referring to. Rashi already says that's not talking about the people who are the avelim. That's talking about the menachemim, the people who are coming to comfort them. But okay, right, the other Rishonim say otherwise. Not something so relevant nowadays, both because the meal doesn't really take place and because we don't really overturn our beds anymore. Okay, either way. So the Gemara has three kashas. Right, we just said that the only people who observe Avelis are the Krovim. So the Gemara says, Afilu Chacham, really? What do you mean? Even if the person who passed away is the Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Tanya Chacham, Shemais Kol Krovav, right? Chacham who passed away, everybody's his Krovim. The Gemara says, Kol Krovav? What do you mean? Everybody's related to him? Something like that. Is that what you really mean? What do you mean by everybody is his relative? So, Ela Hakol Krovav, Hakol Koron Alav, Hakol Choltan Alav, Hakol Mavren Alav, Berachovav. But then, really, everybody also fulfills these three aspects. Kriya, Chalitza, taking off the clothes on the shoulder, which you don't do anymore, and the Sudas Havra, right? Everybody takes part in that. So the question is, Lotzricha de Lav Chacham. Oh, you're right. So the Mishnah, our Mishnah, is talking about a case where the guy wasn't a Chacham. Okay, but even if he's not a Chacham, be Adam Kasher, who, if he's a Frumayid, as they say, Chiyuvi Mechayiv Eilim Kriya. Right? They still have to tear Kriya, the Tanya, because you live in the Rebbeisim, and Pnei Ma, Bona, Vupnosu, Shal, the Mesim, Kshem Ketanim. Why in the world, why did Rachman Letzlan, Lo Aleinu, to little kids, pass away, Kadesha Yivka Visabala Adam Kosher, so that and if a person will inevitably in the future, right, will cry over an Adam Kosher. The Gemara says, what do you mean? In Yivka Visabel? What do you mean in the future? Right, Ervona Kashakomine, what are you gonna take him in meaning person's Kashbar is gonna take Kilu what's it called? A mashkon, like a what's it called? Kosh Baruch is going to take some sort of collateral. Not collateral. All right, anyway, Kosh Baruch is going to take something from Rachman Letzlan. So that's something he'll do in the future? No, so take it from Elma Pneshu Lo Bacha Vesabal Adam Kosher. Meaning that if a person, it's a punishment that if Rachman Letzlan, a person didn't pass cry over someone who's Kosher, Rachman Letzlan Lo Aleinu, that the children won't pass away. Now, it doesn't mean necessarily that this is not obviously not something that someone's chayav misa for, lo aleinu. Right? Again, it's just, it, as we'll see in a second, that it's just a result of a person not doing tshuva for his chataim. Right? It's just one of the things that helps a person do tshuva. Well, let's just read it, and then it'll become a little bit more clear. It's definitely not saying that if a person is not misabel, does not mourn for the right reasons, right, that his kids will pass away. God forbid, lo aleinu. That's not at all what it's saying. That's what the Gemara is going to say in a second. Right, let's just read it. Shekola bochem is abel aladim kasher mochel lana vakola venosav. Right, is it because anybody who mourns properly over an aladim kasher, right, his chatayim are atoned for b'shul kavod she'asalo, because the cover that he gave to someone else. Right? So that's a way to get rid of, right, a person. Again, a person can do tshuva many ways. And one of the ways he's able to do that, right, is to mourn properly for the Nadam Kasher. So if a person doesn't do that, and his chatayim pile up, so then Rachman al-Islam stands a chance of God forbid, lo aleinu, losing his children. But that's not saying that that's the punishment. But either way, we do see that if it's an Adam Kasher, and it's so, then everybody should really mourn for him, right? So the Mishnah had said that only people who are mourning are the Krovim. So Gemara says, you're right. So the case in the Mishnah is the Lav Adam Kasher. He wasn't such a from yid, right? Okay, fine. So the Gemara says, either Kai Hasam, B'shaz and Tzias Mitzam, in the Shama, but a third scenario. But let's say a person was there when the guy passed away, so then Chuyuvi Mechayev, so then he also has to tear Kriya. But the Tanya Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, Ha'omid Al Hameis, B'shaz and Tzias Mitzam, if a person is there, Rechman Al Tzalam, when someone dies, so Chayev Lekara, you have to tear Kriya. Lamaza Doma, what's similar to the Sefer Torah Shenisraf, right? You're watching a Sefer Torah burn, Shechayev the Kroah, that a person has to take Kriya. The Gemara says, you're right. Must be the case in our Mishnah is the Lokai Hasa Mishas in Tzias Neshama. So the guy wasn't there necessarily when a person passed away. So the case in our Mishnah, where we're saying that the only people who are going to tear Kriya and do Avelos for this person are his relatives, that's only if it's not a Chacham, meaning, again, he wasn't Adam Kasher, and the person wasn't there at that time. Right? So again, not a Rasha, but let's say someone who wasn't necessarily an Adam Kasher, and so in that case, other people are not going to mourn for him, and then everybody who wasn't there when the guy passed away. So those are the only relatives. Only in that case are relatives going to mourn for that person. Okay. Kinech Nashi there, Rav Safra. All right. Lo karu Rabbanan Aleha. When Rav Safra passed away, so the Chazal did not tear Kriya. So Amrei, they said, Lo gamrin mine. He said, well, we didn't learn anything from him. He wasn't our Rebbe. So Amrei, Rabbi said to him, so Kitanya Harav Shemes. Well, no, Chacham Shemes Tanya. What do you mean? It doesn't say, did your Rebbe pass away? It said, a Chacham, even a Tam Chacham, who you didn't necessarily learn from. And you also have a tear Kriya. Oh, and also, right, Kol Yom HaShemaitze B'Pumen B'Mimidrasha, so too, right, we learn his Torah all the time in the Beis Medrash, so obviously you learn from him, right, even if you didn't learn from him, but you do learn from him, because he's, you know, he's in charge, he was the one who said all this stuff that we learn. So they thought, well, okay, fine, but we blew it, right, we missed it. They can't take Kriya anymore. So Abai said, no, Tanina, Chacham calls Manchoskim Mehes B'Chayav in the Kroa. That no, as long as there's still Hespedim, so then you can do it, tear Kriya. So Gemara says, okay, so then Savar Lemekir Ba'Alter. So then the Chachamim in the Beis Medrash thought they could tear Kriya right away. Abai Abai, he said, no, Tanina, Chacham Kvoda Be'Hespedo, so no, you have to wait for a Hesped. The cover for a Chacham is his Hesped. So again, apparently they didn't, it could be that sometimes back in the day they didn't just have one Hesped, they had like recurring Hespedim throughout, let's say, the week or the month or whatever it was, but they do have, now in Eretz Yisrael, they do have something similar. They have like a Heilula, 30 days after someone passed away, if it's a Talmud Chacham, right, or somebody else. So they do have that type of thing, rolling eulogies almost. Not so common nowadays, but okay. When Rav Huna passed away, they thought to bury the Sefer Torah with him. He wouldn't sleep or sit on the bed with the Sefer Torah, as we're going to see in one second, when he was alive. And now that he's dead, right, now you're going to do that to him? That's terrible. Rav Tachlifa said, I saw Rav Huna, he wanted to sit down on the bed, but there was a Sefer Torah there. So what did he do? Right, he put it, the Sefer Torah on a jug or on a barrel. Right, so Alma Kasavar, right, Australia Shiv Agavi Mita, Shiv Sefer Torah Munachalea. Apparently he holds, right, that he was not allowed to sit on the bed, right, if you have a Sefer Torah there. It's actually Machlokas in the Gemara Menachos. So again, he's holding forget which one, but one of the Mandamers there, he's saying it's also to sit on the Sefer Torah. So therefore, why in the world are we going to bury a Sefer Torah, not sit on a Sefer Torah, sit on a bed with a Sefer Torah? So why in the world are we going to bury a Sefer Torah with it? So lo hava nafik parai mi bava. The Gemara just tells the story that the coffin couldn't make it through the doorway. Right? It was too big. Sever the shilshulei derech gagins. They wanted to lower the coffin down from the roof. So Amalu Rav Chista, Hagamir Mine, Chacham Kvoda Derech Pesach. So I learned, from Rav Huna that the Chacham, right, his Kavod is to be taken out, right, in a normal way through a Pesach. So I thought maybe we should, okay, so let's move him from one coffin to the next and make a smaller coffin. Amalu Rav Chista, so he said also, Hagamir Mine, Chacham Kvoda Mitrishona. Right, it's better to keep him buried, right, in the first mita, in the first coffin. How do you know that this is true? The pasuk says, this is when David brought the Aron to Egla Chadasha. David was bringing the Agala No, David was bringing the Aron that he took from the Plishtim, right, back to Yerushalayim, and it says that he brought him on an Agalah Chadashah. That's actually not a reference to a new wagon, it's a reference to an old wagon that they called a new wagon, meaning it's really the original wagon. So you see that you shouldn't really necessarily make a new wagon. So the Gemara says, Enechanami, so Paras Baba Afke, that Enechanami, they were left, all the only thing they were able to do was to break down the doorway. Pazik Ale Rabbi Abba. So Rabbi Abba, right? Okay, started saying about Ravuna. Roy Haya Rabbeinu Shetishra Alav Shechina. Right? Elasha Bavel Garmale. Meaning that really, right? That Ravuna was so great, he should have had the nevuah, but or Shash the Shechina. At least the Kosh Baruch Hu should have rested on him. But he was in Bavel. So what are you going to do? So Maser of Nachman Bar Rav Chista. I said 1 second. So Amr the Rav Charan Bar Rav Chista. One of them says that Pazik said, "What about 1 second? There was nevuah in Chutz La'aretz, right? Devar Hashem al Yecheskel ben Buzi Hakohen be'Eretz Kasdim, right? He was outside Eretz Yisrael, so Yecheskel had nevuah. So the Gemara says, Tavak le avuah the sandalei. So again, now that was the hesped that Rabbi Abba was giving for Rav Huna. So one of those two, right, they start asking kashas. So Tafakle Avua, so his father, meaning Rav Chista, right, again, it's either of Nachman Bar Rav Chista or of Chanan Bar Rav Chista. So either way, Rav Chista, his father, right, kind of tapped him on the sandal, on the foot. So Amarle, he said, dude, not the right time. Right, Lava Milacha, lo titrid alma, right, don't ask kashas now, it's not the right play. And also, your kasha is lousy, because my haya, shehaya kvar, meaning that it was already. Meaning, yes, okay, in Echanami, it happened once, but that general, the rule is that there's no Ashur Seschina outside of Eretz Yisrael. School of Hossam, so when they came, again, they brought Ravuna there, Hossam in the Talmud Bavli is Eretz Yisrael. When they came to Eretz Yisrael, Tamale Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Ravuna Asi. So they tell Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, well, Ravuna's here. So they didn't give the details yet. So Amru, meaning they assumed that he was still alive. So they said, Kiavina Hossam, when we were in Bavel, Lo Havalon Ladluye Roshamine. We weren't even to pick up our heads because of him, meaning Rav Huna was so much greater than us. So Ashta Asin Lahacha Asa Basrain, and they were like, oh, great, now we went there to Israel, now he's coming here. So Amru Lahu, they said, no, Aronobo. Well, his coffin, right? His Aron. Right? No, he's dead. Right, so Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Nafuk, Rabbi Ila, Rabbi Chanina, Lo Nafuk. So Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi said, okay, fine. They went out to give him kavod. But Rabbi Ila and Rabbi Chanina did not. So some people say Rabbi Ila, Nafuk, Rabbi Chanina, Lo Nafuk. Right? Okay, some people say Rabbi Ila did go, Rabbi Chanina didn't go. But Tachlis, right, what's the split? Right, so the Gemara says, Nafuk, the ones who went out to greet Rabbi Rav Huna's coffin. So my time, the Tainik, because the Brisa says, that Aron ha over makom al makom, omdim la b'shurav, omdim la b'kesavelim, and tam nechunin avelim. And if you have a coffin that's traveling, so you still do all this whole procedure, right? The burial procedure that, right? Even if it's the guy passed away a while ago, you still, when you get to the kever, you still do all this stuff. So the lonav, many said that's why they went, because it was a proper funeral. But the lonav, like, why wouldn't they go? Whoever it was, it didn't go. So my time was the reason to tell me, because the Brisa says, "Oh, Aron over the makom al makom." Second Brisa says you don't do all this stuff. Meaning there is no standard regular funeral like we always do. So the Gemara says Wakasha and Adadi, those are directly contradictory. So the Gemara says Wakasha Kan Misha Shildo Kayemas Kan Misha In Shildo Kayemas. Right, depends on whether the guy's shelled is it could be a spine, but let's say skeleton. Let's say whether the skeleton is still together. Again, Tachlis is, traveling from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, it's a long journey, could be that he wasn't still intact. So Rav Huna Shildu Kayamazava, aye, but he was. So okay, the Gemara says, they didn't tell him, right? They didn't know. They didn't realize that he actually was completely intact. Amri, so they said about Rav Huna, Hecha Ninche, right? Where are we burying him? So Rav Huna, again, there's an idea to bury people on the same level, right? Definitely tzaddikim, right? Together, right? There's definitely a section of cemeteries that are filled with tzaddikim. So the Gemara says, "Hecha Ninche, where should we bury him?" So Rav Huna rebates Torah b'Yisrael, Rabbi Chiya rebates Torah b'Yisrael. So they said, "Okay, so well, let's bury him with Rabbi Chiya because they both were big tzaddikim, big distributors of the Teves Hashem." So man Maile, who's gonna bring him in? Who's gonna bury him, take care of that? So Amr Lu Rav Chaga. So Rav Chaga was the one who kind of said, sorry, a little gag over the words there. He said, I'll do it, no problem. He started listing off his credentials. Right? He said, first of all, I knew all of Shas when I was 18. I never had a seminal emission. Again, usually that comes because of impure thoughts. So he said, meaning his thoughts were pure. And he served him. Apparently he was Meshamishim. And I know about all of his, all the things that he did, all his meisim. So Yom Echad Itapicha Leiritzua the Tefillin V'Yasiv Allah Arbim Tanisa, because once, for example, his tefillin, the strap of his tefillin turned around. Right, obviously the black goes out, so if the tefillin strap turned around, and then he fasted 40 days for that quote unquote chait, even though it wasn't really chait. So sure enough, Rav Chaga brought in Ravuna to the kever. Again, back then, usually it was more of like a crypt than a kever. Like they had a bunch of kvarim and a bunch of what's it called in there. Zahavei Gane Yehuda b'mine Davua and v'chizke mismole. So again, Rabbi Chia was the guy buried there, meaning that was his like crypt or stuff. So Yehuda was on his right side, and Chizkiah was on his left side, meaning they both been buried there. So I'm like, Yehuda l'Chizkiah, or I guess not, I take it back, I guess not. So Yehuda told Chizkiah, Kum miduchtei, delav arechara dekaim Ravuna, because it wasn't appropriate that Ravuna should wait to be buried there. Meaning, again, I'm not sure exactly what's going on. Because Pasha says they were both buried there. Okay, not sure exactly. I guess when I read this the first time, just to prepare it, I guess I didn't really internalize what's going on over here. But Pasha says that both of them were dead, and Yehuda told Chizkiah to move. You'll see it's a little bit supernatural also. Anyway, so Chizkiah got up, and there was like some sort of like fire that kind of jumped up with him. Rav Chaga apparently was the only guy who was alive, right, carrying Ravuna's coffin. He was terrified of his Zakfei Allah Arona Venafagasa. And he kind of hid behind the coffin and then he ran out. The reason he wasn't punished, meaning that he wasn't injured by the fire, Mishum de Zakfei Allah Arona the Ravuna, because he had kind of used Ravuna to kind of shield himself from the fire. Okay. Kinach Navshi the Rav Chizda, when Rav Chizda passed away, several of Subit Sevatara Puraya, sure enough, they thought they would bury him with the Sefer Torah. Amrulu Rabbi Yitzchak, Moshe the Rabbi, Lo Svirlei, right? Ana Nekem Navilei. Again, same idea that meaning his Rav Huna thought that was no good. So certainly, Rav Chisda would not have holded that as well. You shouldn't bury Sefer Torah with him. Savra Lo Dalo Mishlol Karaihu. They thought that they should not sew up the kriya. So Amruluhu Rabbi Yitzchak Barami. Rabbi Yitzchak Barami said that Chacham Keva Shechziru Pnei Mecheri Amita Sholden. Right, once the people have already turned around right from the kura, this and then you already can again they tear kriya for a Chacham, but once you already leave the procession, then you can start stitching it back up again. When they both passed away, askinu lahasam, right, they went to Hasam to Eretz Yisrael, and kimatu agishra, they ended up at a bridge. So kamu gamle, and their gamalim, their camels kind of stood straight, and they didn't continue. They meaning they kind of waited one for the other, they didn't go to the bridge. Apparently, it was only single file. So an Arab said, "My high, what's going on over here?" So they said to him, "Rabbanan de ka'avdi yikara hadadi." Right, the rabbis are kind of giving cover to each other, right? But obviously they were dead. But again, the camels wouldn't move. I guess the camels were carrying the coffins. So Mar Amar Nail Bereisha. Right, they're both saying, "You go first." No, you go first. No, you go first. No, you go first. So Amar's Dinahu Diraba Baruhuna Leil Beresha. So apparently, I don't know how he came to this conclusion, but the Arab was like, "All right, fine, Rabba Baruhuna should go. He should go first." Ah, I'm sorry. The Rashi Ksav Yad says because Rabba Bar Huna was again Bar Ravuna was his father, so he's the great man of a great man, son of a great man. Okay, fine. So sure enough, Chalav Gamlik the Rabba Bar Huna, and then Nasser Kache Vishinei the Hutaya. So sure enough, again, that's what happened. Rabba Bar Huna is one first, but then the Arab's teeth fell out because it wasn't appropriate that he'd spoken about who was the Rabbi Hanina. Rav Avnuna, that meaning he said so posh that he should go second. Okay, pasuk alah hahu yenuka. Again, they started with this hesped of Rav Avnuna, and they said geza yishishim alam ibavel v'imo sefer melchamos. That Tam Chacham came from Bavel, he had sefer melchamos. Again, like Am Yisrael, right? That they fight over the Torah, right? The people waging war, right? It was the book of war, right? Sefer melchamos, meaning the sefer Torah. Kas v'kibur hufchu liros b'shod v'shever haba mishinar, that kas and kibur are, what's it called, are a reference to birds, apparently. They've kind of, and that are usually like kas and aduchi fas and ataleif, they're treif birds, that maybe the vultures or whatnot, they've kind of defined, come and see that the sadness that have come from Shinar, from Bavel, Kotzav al Olamo, Kosh Baruch was upset at his world, v'chames mimenu nefashos, he's taking souls, he's taking the fajos with Sameach, Bahem, Kekala Chadasha, Rochev, and he's happy with them, right? I mean, obviously, when the souls and the shovels come up to Shemaim, so then he's happy like a new Kala. Rochev, Arovo, Sasu, Sameach, Bavo, Elov, Nevesh, Nakiva, Tadik, right? He's so happy. Kashbar was happy when a pure soul comes back to him. Kinach Nafshei Deravino, and Ravino passed away, so the Pazakala Husavdana, so the eulogy, this the Esped went like this. Tamarim Haniu Rosh al Tzadika Tamar. The Tamarim, that the palm trees could be waving over the Tzadik, that was like a Tamar, right? It was like a palm tree. Right, again, that's from that's a pasuk from Tehillim, Tzadika Tamar Yifrach, right? Pasuk from Tehillim. It's a Nashim Leilos Kayamim, Al Nesim Leilos Kayamim, make the nights should be like days. For the person who made nights like days when he was, Pashas is when he was the person who made a night like a daytime, meaning he was studying day and night. I'm like Ravashi the Bar Kippuk. Ravashi said to this guy, Bar Kippuk, Ha'u Yoma Ma Amarta. On that day, meaning on the day I'm going to die, so then what are you going to say? Meaning, give me my eulogy now. I want to hear it. Right? Fascinating experiment. So Amalei, so he said, Amina im barazim nafla shel heves mayasu izove kir, meaning so Amina, so I'm going to say that like this, that if arazim, the tallest trees, the cedar trees, nafla shel heves, they've caught on fire, mayasu izove kir, what in the world are the little, you know, azov is a small little type of plant, what are the small azovs going to do? Leviathan bechaka holala, right? My yasud gei rakak. Right? If a leviathan was caught by a hook, right? What in the world are the small fish going to do? Benachal shotev naflachaka, right? It's a my yasud megavim. Right? If a benachal shotev, if a flowing river was dried out, so what are you going to do? All these regular, these small little lakes, all these small little ponds. Right? Again, it's amar leiv bar oven. So Chas Shalom, he said, no, I don't like that so much. Right? The Chaka of Shalheves, but Tadike Amina, don't say anything about a hook or a fire, right? By Talmidim Talmid Chachamim. Fire Pashas is referring to, right? Could be the fires of Gehenna, and a hook is also just the idea of like that someone kind of snatches someone out of life as if it's not from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right, such a weird imagery. So Bar Oven was yelling at Bar Kippuk. He didn't like that. So Amaya Marta, so Bar Kippuk went back to Bar Oven and said, okay, fine. So you're such a great hesped. So what would you say? So Amina, he would say, Bahula Avelam Velola Aveda. Right, cry for the people who are mourning, but not for the lost object, meaning for the Aveda, for the person who passed away. Shehiba Menucha Va'anu La'anacha. Because the lost object, meaning the Neshama, right, who was lost, quote unquote, from this world, but he goes up to Gan Eden. But we, anacha, anu la'anacha, we go and start crying ourselves. So Chodesh Daite Elayuhu, right? So Rav Ashi wasn't so happy with that. I mean, he didn't like the Hespedim. Right? He wasn't, just a warning if someone wants to hear it. Vitabu Karayu, and the feet of the Balei Hesped, right, got turned upside down. So Hu Yoma, so when Rav Ashi actually passed away, so Lo Asu La'aspudei, so they weren't able to come, right? I mean, he had some sort of injury to their feet. they weren't able to come to the hesped. Hanu Damar Rav Ashi Lo Bar Kipok Chalitz Velo Bar Oven Chalitz, and that's where Rav Ashi said that neither of them can do chalitza, because chalitza needs to be done. Right? Again, chalitza, you take off the shoe. Right, the spit and the whole thing is the spitting is probably the famous part, but the pasuk says about the taking off the shoe, chalutz chalutza na'alo me'al raglo. You take the shoe off of me'al raglo, from on the top of the foot, and the foot is quote unquote upside down, like we just said. I'm not sure exactly how that works, but the foot is upside down, so then it doesn't go. Okay, Rava Kiyava also the Diglas. When Rava was by the Diglas is a river. So Amalei Rabar Oven Kum Ema Milsa. He said, "Come and say something." Meaning Davin that we should get across. So Kaiv Oven, so Rabar Oven said, "Again, this is one. That was one of the Hespedim that we the eulogizers, I guess, the Bal Hesped." That we just talked about. So Rava was hanging, traveling with Bar Avin, but he said, Bar Avin, say a tefillah so we can get across. So Kaiv Amar, Bo Rov Shlishis Bamayim, Zuchor Verachim, Ta'inu, Me'acharacha Ki'isha Mibala, Al Taz Nichenu, Ka'os Mimara. Right, he had some sort of kind of beautiful, kind of flowery language over here. That Am Yisrael usually compared to Ta'inu Me'acharecha Ki'isha Mibala, right? That the woman who is kind of straight from her husband. So that's usually Am Yisrael is referred like that. So please don't treat us like we treated you. Okay, fine. Again, now we're going to talk about a bunch of eulogies for Talmidei Chachamim. That's pretty much, as you can tell, the whole theme of the daf. Rabbi Chanan Chasne Debei Nesiyah Hava. Rabbi Chanan was the son-in-law of the Nasi. Meaning, obviously, he was married to this, the daughter of the Nasi. Loka havulei bani, but Rachman al Tzalnei didn't have any kids. So, boy Rachme, say Davin, the havulei, and they had a kid, and unfortunately, the Yoma, the havulei, nach nafshe. So, apparently, that day also, Rabbi Chanan passed away. So, Pasuk alei ahu savdana. So, the guy saying in the eulogy, the Hesped said like this: Simcha latuga nepacha. Sason v'yago nidbaku. His happiness became sadness. Joy became was joined together with sadness. By the time of happiness, we are crying out, we are sighing, we are groaning, and same thing. And again, when we're happy, so we're losing someone else. They called him Chanan. Right, again, that was his name. Right, Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan. So they called him Chanan. Again, that's the idea. The Gemara already points out that we name after people who have passed away. As far as the Chachila, name after people who are still alive. Right, the Ashkenazi custom is to name after people who have passed away. Kinech Nafshi, the Rabbi Yochanan. When Rabbi Yochanan passed away, so Pesach Alei Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar said they spayed him like this: Kasha Yom LeYisrael Kiyom Bo Hashemesh B'Tzaraim. Right, this is difficult, like the day that when the sun set in the middle of the day. What day is that referring to? That's a pasuk in Amos, right? Okay, this is what happened to Yoshio, right? Again, we have a kina on Tisha B'Av about Yoshio, who was killed by Paro Necho, right? Okay, but the Yoshio died in the middle of the day, so again, that's what the sun set during midday. Kinech Nafshid Rabbi Yochanan, Yosef, Rabbi Ami, Shiva, Shloshim. Rabbi Ami kept Shiva and Shloshim, right, when Rabbi Yochanan passed away. Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Chiyah bar Abba, Rabbi Ami the Abba, the Garmehu the Abba. Right, Rabbi Ami, right, that was his own shita. I mean, nobody holds like that. The Hachi, Rabbi Chiyah bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu Rabbi Shalim the Chachma, Eden Yosheva Lavel Yomechad. Right, again, Rabbi Chiyah bar Abba said that was again. It said that was. It's only one day. It's not Shivan Shloshim. Even if it's a person's Rabbi Muvak, he only sits one day. Kenach Nafshid Rabbi Zera, Pasuk Alei Ahu Safdana, right? The Hesped for Rabbi Zera said like this: Eretz Shinar Hara V'Yalda, right? Eretz Tzvi Gila V'Shashuel, right? He was born in Bavel, right? Eretz, he grew up and learned Torah in Eretz Yisrael, right? He was raised it. Oy Nak Allah Amra Rekes, Ki Avda Klei Chamdasa, Oy Vei Rekes, which the Gemara, if you remember from Megillah, says is Tveria, right? Is crying, is upset, right? Is sad, Oy Vei, right? Because it has lost its Kalei Chamdasa, its most beautiful, its most precious instruments. Okay. Kinech Nafshid Rabbi Avo, Achisu Amudei de Kesari Maya. The Gemara now is going to talk about a lot of kind of weird stuff that happened when the Chachamim passed away, against supernatural things, to show, I guess, how like the Seder Olam was, I guess, upset or kind of changed when the Chachamim passed away. Kinech Nafshid Rabbi Avo, Achisu Achisu Amudi de Kesari Maya, the Amudim, the stone pillars in Caesarea were crying. Maybe they were wet. They themselves were crying. Rabbi Yossi, when Rabbi Yossi passed away, Shafu Marzive Tizipori Dama, there was blood that was coming forth from the street. Rabbi Yaakov passed away. So it's Chimoy Kochve Biyamama. You can see the stars during the day. Rabbi Asi, what happened when Rabbi Asi passed away? So the Ikra Kol Ilanaya, all the trees kind of got uprooted. The Rabbi Chia passed away. Nechisu Kife Denura Mirakia. You can see fire falling from the sky. The Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Simai, when he passed away, so Yishtoi Tzalmanayev have Lamach Latzaya. So what's it called? He never looked at the what's called on coins. The Avodah Zarah back in the day used to, you know, draw the pictures of the Caesars and like the Avodah Zarahs on coins. So all of those kind of got wiped away, kind of washed off the coins, and then they just became kind of flat pieces of metal. Rabbi Tanchum Bar Chia, so when he passed away, so it's Katsu Kol Andratia, right? All the statues of the kings fell down. Rabbi Elyashiv, when Rabbi Elyashiv passed away, Ichachu Shivin Machterasa Pinarda, there were 70 thefts in Narda, I guess, because they weren't afraid that he was going to prosecute them, I guess. The Rav Amnuna, when Rav Amnuna passed away, Nechisu Kefe de Barda Merikia. Again, there was hail from Shemayim. The Rabbi of Rav Yosef, when Rabbi of Rav Yosef passed away, so Nashuk Kefe de Pras Adadi. So literally means that the Nashuk, they kissed the Kefe de Pras, the bridges on the river Pras. River Pras is the Euphrates. So the bridges, I guess, fell down and they kissed each other. They leaned over and they kissed each other. Okay, I'm not sure. Meaning there's some sort of, not an earthquake, but I guess some sort of structural issue with the bridges and the Euphrates. So Abai Varava, so Nasha Kipe the Diglas Adadi. So the same thing happened to the Diglas River when Abai and Rava passed away. So Kinech Napshi Derav Masharshia, when Rav Masharshia passed away. So Talon Dikli Shitze, that the column, the palm trees, instead of producing dates, right, so they end up coming out with thorns. Again, because obviously things were sad, and the tachlis is right. All these different types of things, right? Almost like the bria itself, almost like creation itself, was mourning the passing of these talmid chachamim. Okay, shkoyach. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.